Welcome to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Now get ready for another episode of Dark Becomes Light with Heidi Hollis.
The thoughts and opinions expressed by the host are thoughts and opinions only and do not necessarily reflect those of iHeartMedia, iHeartRadio, Coast to Coast AM, employees of Premier Networks or their sponsors and associates. You are encouraged to do the proper amount of research yourself, depending on the subject matter and your needs.
You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Welcome to my show. Remember, each week on this program, it is all about trying to help everyone come to an understanding that the paranormal is not so out of the ordinary. And if you've experienced anything out of the ordinary, I welcome you to submit your story, your insights, and your questions, and put as much detail as you'd like, and submit it through my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com. Now, please know when you go to that site, there's a lot of different bits of information, my work, and I'm even a comic strip artist. The paranormal, I feel, it's very important to deal with these topics as we do for any topic, humanly flawed, sense of humor, and all of the above. We're going to make mistakes, and no one has all of the answers. And I always say, if someone tells you they do, absolutely run as fast as you can away from them. Together, let's try to find the best solutions and comment. Add to the conversation. Don't detract. It's not about a competition. And the strangest thing I believe I ever found here in the paranormal world, as someone who traveled to a lot of conferences, a lot of people are very competitive, and I could never understand that, but it did allow me to understand why we haven't gotten as far as we actually should. But I remember being that person, going to these conferences, attending, just hoping to meet some of these authors, these researchers who I thought could really help me out. And for the most part, they looked down their nose at me, but I can't say that for everyone, of course. I've met some wonderful people along the way, and a lot of people who have contributed so very much, and I'm very appreciative. But when you meet some of those folks that you really, really hoped could help, and when they slam you, it's harmful, because it's one of those bits of research, one of those corners of the universe where we are still developing. We are still digging. And for someone to say to you or to me, not possible. I've been researching this a long time. There's no way something like that can happen. But it happens. And it's heartbreaking. I hear these stories. And I don't want to be that researcher. I don't want to be the person who snubs and looks down on people. So I always say, look, anything is possible. Through God and his creations, come on now. Are there any limitations, really? I don't think so. So, please forgive me if I ever trip up or if I ever say, not in my understandings or my experience. It happens, yes. And I have said, well, that's not the general pattern, but I like listening to the stories. I am still growing. I'm still learning. And today, I'm going to talk about a subject that, wow, something I've spoken about a million times, but this show in particular today may be the most important show that I've had ever in speaking on the topic of Hat Man. Because you guys, I think I know who he is. I think I found him. It's a big story. It's something that has me kind of tripping in my mind of, my goodness, how do I present this? I'm not quite the expert in where I'm going with this, but today I'm going to tell you a long story. And I think I have to start kind of from the beginning and then just grow from there and hope that we all come to the same conclusions because, wow, like I said, I'm always growing. I'm always learning. And my gosh, I would have never thought that I would be coming here today to talk to you about this in particular. So again, probably not since I first introduced the subject of shadow people and Hat Man have I had a more important conversation on the air. When I first introduced the topic of shadow people, it took me a few years before I really wanted to address the topic of Hat Man, because every time I would lean towards that, and I saw thousands, I'm not exaggerating, thousands of emails coming in about this guy, this man in a hat and black suit and trench coat who sits in the shadows but then can step out of the shadows, having glowing red eyes or can be clean shaven or whatever it is. So many stories came in, and people, one by one, were asking me, who is this guy? He's the devil, isn't he? Like they would answer their own question. And after it personally affected people in my family and people around me, I saw the pattern. And whenever I stepped towards it, problems happened. People would call me, why can't I sleep, Heidi? What are you doing? They would know to look in my direction. And I didn't like what I was seeing. I actually reached out to Lorraine Warren and I was like, my goodness, I have found something and I'm not liking what I see. And got an email back that said, call me sometime. I was living in Australia at the time and surely couldn't afford the phone call, as I was living on a very, very thin budget while I was abroad over there. So I never did get that phone call in before she sadly passed away. But I'll tell you, when I finally got the guts to start talking about what I called initially Hat Man's shadow, I corrected myself to finally just call him Hat Man because he was different. He could step out of those shadows. A lot of people describe him as just being absent of light, but very distinctively a man in a trench coat or cape and a top hat, or sometimes no hat at all. It was highly disturbing to come across these stories, to hear the anguish and the horror. My emails went from 100% being on the topic of aliens to 100% shadow people, then introducing Hat Man, and it still remains about 98% Hat Man stories. It was this very disturbing progression towards more and more horrific things. And the more I got, the more clearly they were all related. Even the ghostly phenomena, poltergeists, near-death experiences. It got creepier and creepier, and I had to learn to become braver and braver, taking closer steps and looking into these things, and also preparing those around me. Because I couldn't slow down because these things were going after them. So I had to take the time to show them, hey, protect yourself. This is how you do it. I can't help that these things go after them, but would pretty much leave me alone to a greater extent. I couldn't always understand why that happened. I had my fair share of having strange things come at me and negative things and shadow people, but I had to learn. And as I got stronger, those around me didn't always keep up with their strength, and they would go towards them because they saw a way to get at me by upsetting those close to me. And didn't matter even if they were coworkers. Just highly disturbing, the things that would go on. But I'm glad that my friends and family have learned, and I can continue to progress and help others progress. Now that I am talking freely on the shadow people and especially Hat Man phenomena, I've seen patterns, of course. I've talked about that here on the program many a times and on hundreds of programs over the years. These patterns have worried me. Now, I know that I've shared on many occasions, kind of skipping tons of chapters in the story of my life and even in my books, about these beings and all of their workings and what we should do to keep them away from us, but do you guys remember where I came from on this? This information that I have on these beings, it's not from me just guessing. I remember a lot of things before coming here to this world. As strange as that sounds, but a lot of people kind of remember being a spirit of some kind and choosing their parents. I'm sure you've heard these stories if you look into stranger topics, but my background is a little bit, different. I remember coming from a light. I remember agreeing to be born here to work on the things that I'm working on now, and wow. It's brought me full circle to the point that I am here today. And sure, there's a lot of things I recall, but I don't have the whole picture. I am not able to recall absolutely everything, and I know that was done on purpose. I was told that. I feel that I've been fortunate and openly and... how can I say? I feel that I have been guided, and there's just no better, easier way to put that. And yes, some of it has been very divine. I have had Jesus encounters. I have had angelic encounters, and I've been always open about that and put it in books and talked about it whenever people would allow me to. It's not one of those topics that are as welcomed as demons, go figure, but I've always been rather resilient and always put that in with whatever it is I do. So today I'm going to go more in depth on some things that I think are going to be really amazing to you as they have been to me, because you have never heard this before. So you are getting an exclusive right here on Dark Becomes Light with me. Wow. And to have learned even recently that people have been studying this very topic for many, many years and have been trying to find this answer. And literally, with a glance, I was able to come to a conclusion that just seems to have been waiting for me. Not many people could have done this. So, wow, absolutely humbling. There's a reason why I apparently trademarked the modern day devil in our world today. Everything happens for a reason. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and we will be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more of the darker side of life coming right up.
America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. The hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching The Furthest Thing from the Truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, the Coast to Coast AM YouTube channel is waiting for you now.
Go to coasttocoastam.com for more information.
Did you know that tests that could save your life from cancer are now available for little or no cost, thanks to the healthcare law called the Affordable Care Act? Let this be the year you get screening tests that can help detect cancer early when it's most treatable. Don't let concerns get in your way. Talk to a doctor or other medical professional to learn more about the best cancer testing options for you.
And now more Heidi Hollis on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Today, as I mentioned in the first segment, we are going to speak more in depth on something that I feel is probably the most important discovery I've had in my research when it comes to the topic of Hat Man. And wow, it's a doozy, guys. So I was sharing a little bit about my background. I didn't come across this information about Hat Man and shadow people in the past on my own. I always say we all contribute to the answers that we find in this life, and I definitely have been the recipient of wonderful people in my life who I feel point me in a direction to pay attention over here, look over there. And when we do pay attention to our friends and family, and why does somebody come to mind, or why are they saying this, or why did they have a dream about me, and if we pay attention and we take those hints in, wow. It really, really can be revealing, and it can really help others and potentially the world. I would have never thought in a million years that it would be me that's introducing a topic so beyond and so dark. But I'll tell you something. Way back when, my very first interview that I ever gave on the air was on a very popular program. It was a competitor to Coast AM. It was called Sightings with Jeff Rentz. My interview was something that is one for the books, I guess you could say. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to place that interview on my website so you can all read it and see what it was I was speaking of, even way back when. The unfortunate problem that I have literally while I was recording this podcast, I went to go grab the link to this website that's been up for literally 22 years online. It's called Reptilian Agenda, and it was David Icke's old website. And this interview sat there, and David Icke and his companions that he worked with at the time heard my interview, and they felt it was so important that they literally typed it all up and placed it on their website. I was, of course, honored, and I'll be honest, at the time, I didn't know who he was, but people kept comparing me to him, and I couldn't name the beings, shadow people and Hat Man, as to the entities I was meaning during this interview, okay? I was literally told if I did, the information could die with me, right? So I was to publish this book and then I could speak freely. So I was overly anxious to get my book called The Secret War, The Heavens Speak of the Battle. I changed the subtitle of it to the true story of a real alien war and shadow people. So here's David Icke, who they're all comparing me to, contacts me and says, hey, we could publish your book. There's an anonymous donor who's shown up and says they would like to help publish your book. So I'm, of course, ecstatic. I wrote this book in 1997. It took me 2 months to write the book. And sadly, things fell through. 4 years later, I finally got it published. But in December of 99 is when this interview was done and when David Icke and his company contacted me. So long story short, excited to get that put together with him. But the interesting part is Reptilian Agenda website has been up there for all this time. And I was just looking for the link to make sure I could place it on my website for all of you to read. I had just looked at this. I had just shared this, probably mistakenly, on Messenger and online with a friend of mine. And now the website is gone. Who knows? Maybe it'll pop back up. But I find it really strange. After 22 years, it's been sitting there. But nonetheless, go to my website. I will have the interview up there for you. Now, to discuss why that was important, because you'll see consistently I've spoken about these strange things for a very long time. My background can be a little bit complicated, but I've always been me. I've always been as honest as I possibly can about the things that I've experienced, just because that's just all I know, is to be as painfully honest as possible. And in the face of something that I do take seriously, though I do know how to take a joke, even in the face of the paranormal. Again, I find that important to keep our humanity and everything. Now, what I'm going to talk about here. From the beginning, I was given information from beings that some would call angelic, some would call alien. Some of them do kind of distinctly have the look of angelic beings, white robes, blonde hair, blue eyes type of beings. And then there are some that don't look like you or I. So it's been quite an interesting bit of experiences that I've had. And again, I've always put it together and just put it out there like, look, have a look at this. I'm looking at this because I think it's helpful for us all to know and chime in on things. So I've always put things out there. Now, when I have in the past, I have essentially shared what it is that I know. I know that there's a dark force that's here that doesn't quite come from here, though it's been here for a very long time. And this dark force has done this to other planets. Now, this comes in the form of minions of this dark force called Shadow People. And then there is this guy called Hat Man. Those are the names that I gave them. They were just more descriptive, and I felt kind of encompassed what it is that I had experienced, as well as those closest to me. Now, giving these names, that was on me. The beings that I spoke with, they would call them shadows. And this one in particular, Hat Man, he revealed what his name was to others and those that were in his presence. And he would essentially say he was the devil himself. That's a pretty tall order. And I'm someone who has experienced Jesus. I have experienced angels. Of course, there's an opposing force to the positive, and it is this darkness. And so many people have asked, is there more than one Hat Man? He's just so all over the place. And I'm like, well, God can be all over the place too. And if this is the opposing force to the goodness, I'm pretty sure he can spread it pretty darn far and wide as well, and influence and do horrific things. Now, I've had my head down working on informing you, the listener, or anybody who would pick up a book or see me at a conference, doing what it is I know that I agreed to do in this lifetime. But also some of those things involved me responding to many of your emails, doing a lot of interviews, maintaining websites, Facebook groups, you name it. I was doing it. I was really doing my best to keep the word out there, to keep the warning going, as so many people were taking parts of my information and putting the wrong message out there in a lot of different media forums. So during my time of keeping my head down trying to work on these things, I have missed some of these projects going out, and everybody assumes, is that your work? Well, it is my material, but it's not my work. Just others trying to make entertainment out of these topics. And when they mix the wrong bit of information, they cause a lot of harm. And I hear about it when people reach out to me asking me why something was done one way. Thus the reason for having to trademark things so I can pull it in and try to help people in the right way. And to try to stop some of the nonsense that's going on out there. But in keeping my head down, I also missed some elements of information that could have been helpful along the way. But when you come up with something that has never been heard of before, when you give a title and definition to the world as being the only person who has really done this when it comes to the paranormal, I wasn't easily distractible. And to go back a little bit, I know what it sounds like, but as I said, you've heard of people say, I remember before I was born, I chose you as my parents. Well, I remember coming from a bright light. I remember agreeing to be working on what it is I'm working on right now with these dark elements and warning people to prepare for the secret war. So I wasn't digging and looking. I was very busy trying to help people actively today. Historically, yes, there's been a lot of stories about things being negative and horrible and evil. But what was going on today was so pressing. And I'm just one person trying to do all these things. I don't have a team. I don't have any of that. It's just me working for you. I don't charge for my services. And yes, these dark beings taken us on one-on-one in the privacy of our own homes, our lives, while driving a car, doesn't even seem to matter. We are fighting this battle now. These things are coming at us. And there is one in particular who makes sure you see him. And that's the Hat Man. Now, the Hat Man, people don't always get to see his face. They don't always get to see his skin. They don't always get to see if he's clean shaven or whatever. They don't always get to see details. They will see this distinctive, absent of light, shadow of a man who may or may not have a hat, who may switch up his outfit just a little bit. But I'll tell you one thing. In the beginning, there were distinctive stories, especially in the beginning, of what his face looked like. And I still get these very, very regularly, you could say. And to get the face was very important. Little did I know. His face has changed a little bit, but there's a reason behind why his face has changed. But the story I'm going to tell you today, that changing face and the meaning behind him changing it up and the meaning behind why recognizing his face is so important today, it's going to blow your mind. So please stick with me after the break. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
In the recent history of documentary filmmaking, one scene stands out above all. the hot mic bathroom confession of Robert Durst in The Jinx. Now the person responsible for that moment, Sareb Kaufman, stepson of the victim, friend of the murderer, star of the documentary, for the first time ever, shares why he believes you're watching the furthest thing from the truth on this exclusive episode of Murder Homes. Listen to Murder Homes on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
The four organization.
The Art Bell Vault has classic audio waiting for you now. Go to coasttocoastam.com for details.
With age, women and men have issues with fine lines, wrinkles, under-eye bags, crepey skin on the neck, and aging on the hands. Dr. Nathan Newman has developed Lumines for amazing results treating these issues with his stem cell-based formula, APT200. Try Lumines today with our postage-paid starter kit for only $19.99, available exclusively at healthylooking.com. Join thousands of satisfied customers using Lumines. Learn more at healthylooking.com.
Hey folks, it's easier than ever to become a Coast to Coast AM insider and have access to past shows, the Art Bell Vault with classic audio and interviews, and so much more. And you can listen to the show live or on demand with your computer or cell phone, and the audio streams are high quality and crystal clear. It's easy to become an insider. Just head on over to coasttocoastam.com, the website, and you'll find all the info right there. That's coasttocoastam.com, coasttocoastam.com.
You're listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network with the best shows that explore the paranormal, supernatural, and the unexplained. You can enjoy all shows on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. Just before the break, I was discussing something very important and how this program today may be the most important show I've done on the topic of Hat Man since I first introduced him to the world. It sounds like a big, long story of that just can't be possible, but I am not even exaggerating. So to continue my story, more recently, I have a good friend who is actually a guest on this program named Maureen Seaberg. And she is a wonderful author, former New York Times journalist, science reporter for Psychology Today. The list goes on and on about her gifts and the things that she is able to do, conceive, and interpret. So more recently, she thought, Heidi, I really want you to listen in on something. And, you know, when you come across new information and it's like words that you're just not used to hearing and it's like definitions of things and my head is already full of enough things. And I'm like, okay, you know, I'll have to sit down and pay attention to some of this information she's sent my way. And I did, and then I didn't, and then I did, and then I didn't. It's something that you have to take in little bits. And then she's like, Heidi, I want you to look at this image of something that was introduced in the middle of some of this information I told you about. I'm like, okay. I take a look at this image. And what it is a sculpture that someone created 100 years ago by the name of Rudolf Steiner. Do you guys know who Rudolf Steiner is? I personally had never heard of him. I'd never heard of his work. I never heard of what he did. I had my head down. I knew what I needed to do in this lifetime, and that was introducing these topics of shadow people, hat man, and making sure that the right message gets put out there, the warning, and getting people prepared for the onslaught of these dark things. And I guess I have blinders on to a certain extent, and of course, I'm Christian. I talk about Jesus all the time here on the program, and how those things intermix and what's important. I keep my eyes on it. I know what I'm supposed to be doing. And then, of course, I do comic strips. TheOutlandersComic.com, just in case you guys are interested. I do have a big sense of humor. Now, let me read off who Rudolf Steiner is really quickly. Rudolf Steiner was born in February 27th, 1861, and died March 30th, 1925. This comes to us from Britannica.com. And he was an Austrian-born spiritualist, lecturer, and founder of Anthroposophy, which is a movement based on the notion that there is a spiritual world comprehensible to pure thought, but accessible only to the highest faculties of mental knowledge. Steiner believed that humans once participated more fully in spiritual processes of the world through a dream-like consciousness, but had since become restricted by their attachment to material things. The renewed perception of spiritual things required training the human consciousness to rise above attention to matter, the ability to achieve this goal by an exercise of the intellect is theoretically innate to everyone. He is also the creator of something called Gothenem, which he characterized as a school of spiritual science. The Waldorf school movement derived from his experiments with the Gothenem. By the 21st century, there are more than 1,000 Waldorf schools around the world, and other projects that grew out of Steiner's work included communities for persons with disabilities, a therapeutic clinical center in Switzerland, scientific and mathematical research centers, and schools of drama, speech, painting, and sculpture. And among many of his writings, one of them is called The Philosophy of Spiritual Activity, 1894. This man was a genius, and his work lives on well beyond his time here on this planet. Now, hearing and learning about such a man, it's like, I don't know, discovering a mountain in your backyard all of a sudden, like, wow, how did I not see that? How did I not notice this? And I feel, again, like I have blinders on, just moving through life, doing the things that I knew I was supposed to be doing. And to be introduced to his information, the transformation. Now, when it comes to Hat Man, these are some of the things that I know about him. He limits people who have special abilities, most importantly. A lot of people think, well, I did something wrong. I worshiped satanic stuff. Well, okay, that may attract something pretty evil. So that doesn't surprise me. But more often than not, and I've said this for years now, Hat Man really pays attention to people who are gifted, who have special sight or insight, who are very spiritually inclined and aware, consciousness, highly elevated. I mean, these are patterns I have noticed. And people do feel a lot more relieved to know, like, oh, thank goodness, I thought I was just going to go to hell or something. Here I'm seeing something that feels like the devil. And I know it is. And it's getting closer and closer. It's harassing me. It's this, it's that. So imagine this. My friend introduces me to listening to some information about Rudolf Steiner. I'm like, I'm trying to let it sink in. I'm trying to let it sink in. And then she says, here, have a look at this image of something Rudolf Steiner sculpted. And immediately I see this thing and I'm like, well, that's Hat Man. She's like, are you serious? I said, that's Hat Man. That is the look of Hat Man. That is the original look of Hat Man. Now, that's not what they called it. What they called the sculpture that I was looking at was called Ahriman. I'm like, what is going on here? Okay, I know this thing looks like Hat Man. Okay, so then I listened to some more information about this Ahriman, and I want to read to you what Ahriman is considered to be. Okay. Ahriman is the evil spirit in early Iranian religion. I'm going to mess this name up. Zoroastrianism and Zoravanism, lord of darkness and chaos, and the source of human confusion, disappointment, and strife. That's interesting enough, but it gets better. Ahriman is also considered to be a demon of intellect, which includes worldly knowledge, science, and technology, where he essentially offers mankind a kind of mastery of this physical world. You know, like the devil saying, I'll give you everything. But he will also lure us into excessively diving into materialism and leaving thoughts of our souls behind. It's said that Ahriman will reincarnate sometime. His impending incarnation hangs like this threat over modern life. Now, when you think about people having their faces in their cell phones or their computers or their video games or their television, this is kind of like what they're talking about. We're losing our sense of self. We're involved in this virtual world, okay? And even as I listened finally to some of the information about Rudolf Steiner and some of the information he was dishing out, this Ahrimanic like presence is this disregard for humanity, being human, and encouraging this transhumanism like movement to be more intertwined with technology. Then I hear of this talk of him trying to create this false place that souls will be trapped. This is also something that I've been talking about for years. It's something I've written about. These souls are getting trapped. Haunted locations, there are souls trapped. Shadow people, Hat Man, they contain souls in any haunted location. And you will often hear EVPs where they say, he's coming. Who's coming? Shadow people, Hat Man. This is something I've been told is what they do. You can look at my book written in 1997. I'm talking about this. So for me to come across this guy, this unbelievable piece of crap, I love to call him that, Hat Man, and to know that he had shown his face to Rudolf Steiner, and Rudolf Steiner apparently had him hold still so he could sculpt him with his own hands. And to see this face just blew me away. I can't even put into words. I literally jumped up and down saying, I know who you are now. And a lot of expletives, let's put it that way. I know who you are. And was warned about. Absolutely. And the amazing part to me, I know I agreed to be doing what it is I'm doing today. I was told, I was instructed, and I volunteered. I didn't find this out through hypnosis or anything like that. This is something that just literally came out of me while I was in college, reflected on a memory, and there it was. Unbelievable. And now to come full circle and to have the name and to know who he is, you guys have no idea the impact this has on myself and what it feels like for me to have the opportunity to present this to you today. Another amazing revelation I came across is that Rudolf Steiner predicted 100 years from when he said Ahriman would reincarnate is today. It's now. But he said he would reincarnate into a man. But I know this as an entity that's appearing all over the world. I'm still learning more about this. I might get some of these interpretations wrong, and I'm always open to learning. This has shaken me up and shaken me down and all around. I just don't even know. I just don't even have the words, but you know what? There's more information to come, and it gets better because I'm going to tell you some more about this. You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and we'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere. There's more Heidi Hollis coming right up.
Are you ready to fight back against crime? Hi guys, Nancy Grace here, host of podcast Crime Stories with Nancy Grace. I've dedicated my life to fighting crime and helping crime victims. For a decade, I prosecuted violent felonies, personally investigating, prosecuting, and covering literally thousands of cases. It's so easy to think it will never happen to me or my family, but that is simply not true. Every day on Crime Stories with Nancy Grace, we shine a light on unsolved homicides, heat up cold cases, and help find missing people, especially children. We speak with family members, investigators, CSI, reporters, and experts in every field. Every day is a mission. Every day is a chance to stop crime and keep one more person safe. Listen to Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Imagine you ask two people the same exact set of seven questions. I'm Minnie Driver, and this was the idea I set out to explore in my podcast, Mini Questions. This year, we bring a whole new group of guests to answer the same seven questions, including actress and star of the mega hit sitcom Friends, Courteney Cox.
You can't go around it, so you just go through it. This is a roadblock. It's going to catch you down the road. Go through it. Deal with it.
Comedian, writer, and star of the series Catastrophe, Rob Delaney.
I shouldn't feel guilty about my son's death. He died of a brain tumor. It's part of what happens when your kid dies. Intellectually, you'll understand that it's not your fault, but you'll still feel guilty.
Alt-rock icon, Liz Phair.
That personal disaster wrote Guyville. So everything comes out of a dead end.
And many, many more. Join me on season 3 of Mini Questions on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Seven questions, limitless answers.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
At ParanormalDate.com, you meet the most fantastic people.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Jennifer. What brings you here?
Yeah, I'm here to meet someone who understands me.
How so?
Well, I'm into UFOs, ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, the paranormal, that kind of stuff. But can't seem to find anyone who gets it.
Oh, well, nice to meet you, Tom. I gotta go.
Okay, guess that's not your cup of tea. You sure?
Very. Good luck with that.
I can't meet anyone when I'm out, and I really can't find a website for my unique interests. What does one to do?
Have you thought about ParanormalDate.com?
Para what dot what? Who are you?
I'm a paranormal matchmaker, and it's ParanormalDate.com. It's a website for people looking for people like them. Stuff you like, remember?
Interesting. I'll give it a try.
Well, let's try this again.
Hi, I'm Tom.
Hey, I'm Deb. Your profile on ParanormalDate.com looked very interesting. So you really saw a UFO?
Well, yeah. It was so intense, but not as intense as meeting you.
You're an alien chasing flirt, but I kind of like it.
Wow. This ParanormalDate.com thing really works.
Maybe ParanormalDate.com is for you. People with an interest in things they hear on George's show find their match daily. So if you're looking for that special someone with an interest in UFOs, ghosts, aliens, Bigfoot, conspiracy theories, and, of course, the paranormal, come to the dating site inspired by George Norrie. It's always free to search, and if you decide to upgrade to our amazing new features, use promo code GEORGE for a great discount. ParanormalDate.com. You are not alone.
Hey folks, we need your music. Hey, it's producer Tom at Coast to Coast AM, and every first Sunday of the month, we play music from emerging artists just like you. If you're a musician or a singer and have recorded music you'd like to submit, it's very easy. Just go to coasttocoastam.com, click the Emerging Artist banner in the carousel, follow the instructions, and we just might play your music on the air. Go now to coasttocoastam.com to send us your recording. That's coasttocoastam.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network. I hope you all are as stunned as I am coming up to realize who the modern day devil is in this world. Hatman has presented himself as that for some time, and I've put it out as fast as I could. Once I was able to get friends and family to be able to better protect themselves. And now I come to you with the latest on who Hatman was warned to be. This Aramon, this entity that Rudolf Steiner had sit still for him to sculpt this face. And it was said to me by a couple of people, and I said to my friend Maureen Seberg, who else could have recognized him besides myself, the person who's been tracking him for years with thousands of reports from around the globe and researched and first dubbed there was a problem going on with this man in a suit that didn't quite look human all the time. Now, I mentioned that there's a reason why some people report him looking differently. Sometimes he's clean cut. Sometimes you don't see a face, other times you do. It's because there are others who are working for him as well now. And that is quite a story as well on top of it all. But what's important to note is the origins of the original Hatman descriptions are of this Aramon. An Aramon that Rudolf Steiner sculpted has a very elongated face, very pointed chin, almond-shaped eyes, but they're different from like gray alien beings, and very pointed features. Absolutely what Hatman is described as, and the original stories that I would get. What is Aramon doing? If you guys look up something called the Eighth Sphere, that may tell you quite a bit. So there is this false place that souls are going to. Now, I've written about in my first book, The Secret War, talking about people who just so happen to have had near-death experiences and also have alien experiences. And at the end of their tunnel of light, guess what they see? They see alien beings. Well, that doesn't seem right, does it? Something has been going on. There's been an interference going on when it comes to souls reincarnating, getting a chance at life, either on the other side or even coming back into this life. How does that make any sense? All I know is what I was taught and told from other beings and even from the other side. And again, I never proposed to be a psychic or anything like that, though people say, well, it seems like you are. And I'm like, well, I don't know how to give titles to what it is I've experienced. All I know is I've experienced certain things and I put it out there as best as I can, as honestly as I possibly can, and to just be who I am, which is a person that's awfully easy to laugh at a lot of things. That's all I can tell you. But amazingly, to come across this information, to have these parts filled in for me to even understand, I knew the souls were getting interrupted. I knew that there was another place being prepared for souls, but something was interfering. And if you were having interference going on in this lifetime, it was going to continue into the next if you didn't clear it up now. And that sounds very biblical, right? It's like, well, if you got demonic influences, when you cross into the other side, you're going to go to the side that reflected your life. It's these influences that are cheating, however. They're putting influences all over mankind. It doesn't matter if you're a kid. Doesn't matter how religious you are. They find a crack and they wiggle their way in. I have so many people that are like, just like, I'm very Christian. I do this, I do that. Or I have good friends that are Muslim and Jewish. You know, look, I'm a good person. Why is this happening? Why are these dark beings messing with me all the time? What's going on? But these people have special insight, specially gifted, very observant. And those are the types of people that these dark forces do not want to have a part of this environment, this community, because it wakes other people up. If you're gifted in those certain situations, it's because you have a different consciousness that's a lot more aware and a lot more elevated, and they don't want that. They don't want mankind to evolve. The other part of what I know that I was told to let people know in this life, in this world, is that the human potential, you've heard me over the years, there is something to be said about the level of human potential that we all have to achieve. It's achievable. And when we achieve this higher level of potential, we evolve. Now, with these dark things being around us, they limit our potential. They limit our length of life. I know part of the reason that I'm working towards is once you get rid of this negativity, once you get rid of this Aramonic tension, once you get rid of shadow people and Hat Man, the sky is the limit on where we can and will go. This life extends. You heard of biblical figures that lived for hundreds of years. Like, how is that possible? Maybe they counted differently. We can and will return to elongated lifetimes. We can and will recall prior knowledge from prior lifetimes, in between lifetimes. What I remember won't be so rare or odd. When death happens, does it ever feel right? Does it ever seem like it was meant to be here? I have been telling people for years, death was never meant to be part of this lifetime. Garden of Eden, the choice between knowledge, it was not supposed to be here. And there will come a time where we do not have to deal with it the way that we are now. We'll be able to have our natural cycle of knowledge and being human beings. It seems so far-fetched, and it's something I don't talk about enough. I've written about it. I've talked about it among friends mostly, because I know it seems so far-fetched. Like, how on earth? What a task. But here I sit as the person who was able to introduce two topics that no one had ever heard of, and to get people to come together and realize that they have all been part of this experience I was warning about. Little did I know how widespread it had already become. All I knew is I was supposed to talk about it, write about it, and put it out there. And my goodness, look at where we're at today. So I feel very, very fortunate to have been able to do this, but I haven't done it alone, because the whole time my guide has been Jesus. And I've had angelic influences as well. And I just pay attention. I listen. And we all have those abilities to be able to listen, because our souls are a lot more wise than we ever give them credit for. A lot of people don't even acknowledge that they have a soul, for crying out loud. But we have got to get back to that. We've got to tune out and turn off our phones, turn off our televisions, and get back to who we really are. And it's not about meditating. I'll tell you, I'm the worst person to meditate. But prayer is kind of meditation. But be thoughtful. Think about things. Pause. Take 5 minutes. Think about where you came from. Why are you here? Is it to watch television forever? Is it to play those video games and be the best video gamer there is? Is it to be the best therapist that you're supposed to be? I think there's a lot more to us than we give ourselves credit for. We have to start exploring that and build up who we are. Now, not all technology is horrible to get involved in. There is a healthy balance. Maureen Seberg dubbed me to be a machine empath because I found this common ground to be able to make an agreement, I guess you could say, on working with things around me in this environment. Every element on this planet is a part of us, and we are a part of it. And there is a common ground we can find to get along. And the amount of knowledge that is at our fingertips from the inside out and going from the outside in is tremendous. I found Hat Man. Hat Man is Ahriman, and Ahriman is Hat Man. What can I do with that knowledge? What can we all do with that knowledge? It's almost as if this was all just waiting there for me to find. For the first time, I didn't feel alone here on this planet as having been the first one to start discussing and warning this thing that was coming. This thing that was already here, and I was told that there were others, but I just didn't know where to find them. And then to find that 100 years ago, Rudolf Steiner spoke of this thing to come 100 years from his time, and to be sitting here and looking at the face of the sculpture that he created, and to just drop my jaw. You guys, there's going to be a lot more coming forward on this, because I don't know if I can stop jumping for joy and calling out Hat Man. You have no idea. Tears, joy, all of it just came rushing at me as soon as this came to light. Wow, full circle, guys. Full circle. And I know it's going to be helpful. And for those of you who study Steiner, I'm learning there's a lot out there. They're probably just looking, going, wow, how did you not know about him? Well, now I have, and I won't forget it, that's for sure. As I learn more, as I dive in more, I'm going to be revealing that here on this show. And remember, if you have anything that you want to comment on or contribute to this show, or if you want to be a guest to share about whatever it is that you've experienced, go to my main website, which is HeidiHollis.com. Write me an email with as much detail as you'd like in there, and I'll read it here on the air, or again, you could come on this program. Wow, I don't even know how to put into words where I'm at right now in my head. I've told a couple of people about this conclusion, and it's hard to even let it sink in. Ahriman is Hat Man. Hat Man has another name besides the devil. What can we do with that bit of information? What can we do? I tell you what, we can conquer, because guess what? Good always prevails. God wins in the end, right? You guys, you are listening to Dark Becomes Light with me, Heidi Hollis, on the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network, and we will catch you next time. Goodbye, everybody.
Well, if you liked this edition of Dark Becomes Light, wait till you hear the next one. You've been listening to the iHeartRadio and Coast to Coast AM Paranormal Podcast Network.